This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Following his victory in the spring election, Jeremy Gregert has officially been sworn in as the new Eau Claire City Council president. Gregert previously served 6 years on the City Council from 2018 to 2024, working with a variety of community advocacy groups since leaving the City Council. He defeated former Senior Director of Governmental Affairs for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, Scott Rogers, in the April 7th election, earning a little over 60% of the nearly 17,000 total votes. Gregert has previously highlighted efforts to make Eau Claire a more affordable community and navigating uncertain times at the state and federal level as his main priorities as City Council President. He said he plans to work closely with the city manager to ensure Eau Claire residents have a voice when discussing those important issues, like a projected $2.2 million budget deficit in 2027. He now takes over for outgoing Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge, who decided not to run for re-election to the position in order to focus on her campaign for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. In addition to swearing Gregert in as president, the Eau Claire City Council was also forced to postpone a vote to fill a vacant seat. At Tuesday's meeting, the City Council held 3 votes on filling the seat, with each vote ending with 5 votes for Joyce Orth and 3 votes for Shelley Janke. The eventual winner needs 6 votes to be officially sworn in to replace former City Council member Emily Anderson and will serve the remainder of her unexpired term ending next spring. A 4th vote was scheduled to take place next Tuesday. Chippewa County officials say they've entered into a contract with First Choice in Eau Claire to give area residents a place to properly recycle their electronics. According to a press release, electronics recycling will be available at the Park Ridge Court site Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., as well as Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Residents will be able to safely dispose of electronics like their old televisions, computers, and cell phones, as well as common home appliances like their air conditioners, refrigerators, and microwave ovens. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Nearly 200 jobs are going away in western Wisconsin as Polaris plans to shut down its Osceola plant. The company says 189 workers will be affected. Layoffs will begin this summer and continue into early 2027 as operations wind down. The facility is located in Polk County, near the Twin Cities. State officials were notified of the planned closure this week. Even after all the recent rain, fire danger is rising again across much of Wisconsin. State data shows 57 counties now under high fire risk and 15 at very high risk. The DNR says there were still 50 wildfires last week that burned more than 150 acres. Officials warn dry air, wind, and debris from recent storms could make conditions worse. They're urging people to use extreme caution and avoid burning on windy days. 3 Democrats running in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District took on campaign cash and political influence at a recent forum in Stevens Point. Former Eau Claire City Council Emily Burge criticized party leaders for talking about overturning Citizens United while supporting a candidate with the biggest fundraising haul. Fellow candidate Rebecca Cook, who raised $2.4 million in the first quarter, said she supports ending Citizens United and banning stock trading by members of Congress. Former Ho-Chunk Nation Representative Rodney Rave also took part in the event, which is part of a series of forums before the August primary. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Chippewa Valley Weather. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy today with scattered thunderstorms possible later this afternoon and again tonight. A couple of those could be on the strong side, so be weather aware. Our high today, mid to upper 70s. Tonight will drop into the low 50s. Tomorrow, more scattered rain. Could be heavy at times with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.